Kroizim. They were Kroizim, right? Father-in-law's son is a Karev to you. But then v'netrakaku. Then what happened was Marukva's wife died. So now that his wife died, her brothers are not a Karev to you anymore. V'netrakaku. So Lechura now, Marukva could be a dayan for them. The story was like this. Have also the Kaim Ladina. So now his two ex, brother-in-laws, came to him. Omalahu, so he said to them, Tasilna Lechol Ladina, I'm supposed to be a dayan for you. Since where my, so how the meaning was, he meant to say, since where my wife was alive, so you're her brother. I'm supposed to be a dayan for you. Omulez, they said back to Marukva, no. My daitcha, what do you want to think of Yehuda? You want to hold like Yehuda na Mishnah. So let's say since she had children from her, so since she had children from your wife, so consider like your wife is still alive, and therefore her mishpacha is still called craving to you. So where it says, Anan, we send Anan, my senior Igra told me my rover, we received a letter from my rover, from Marukva, the ain't halach Rav Yehuda, that we do not pass on like Rav Yehuda. So you're Marukva, you're kosher to be a dayan to these children, to your wife's brothers. Now that your wife died, they're not a curse to you anymore. So why are you saying, Pasul melechol adayin, I'm supposed to be a dayan for you. Omalu, so Marukva said back to listen, Oto bekabo bikiro id bakno, like you think I'm attached to you like a box of wax. In other words, I don't mean to say that I'm pasul because I'm a curse to you. I know now that I'm not a curve to you, but the like kamina p'sina l'cho ledina, you know why I told you that I'm possible to be a dying for you, ele mishum d'leitzaisisu ledina, that I know that you are not going to listen to me. That's why I said I don't want to be dying. Because really, Mikra, then I know that I'm kosher to be a dying for you. Just I know you, Ellie, that you're not going to listen to the dying. Therefore, I said, like, I'm possible to be a dying for you, because I know you're not listening. Then the Mishnah says, Oyev ze shushvina, that if somebody you love, you can't be a dayan for him. And what's called somebody you love? Your shushvina, the best man by a chasna. Mar says the kama, like how much after the chasna is he still considered your best friend that you're possible to be a dayan? Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Yirmiya, Amar Rav, kol shivas yimei Mishnah. All 7 days of the Sheva Brachis, you can't be a dayan for your shushvina, he can't be for you, for the best man. Rabbonim Mishmei, the Rav Amri, they both say, Afilu Meyom Rishon V'Yelich. No, after the first day of the Chasna, that's it. It's only the day of the Chasna, then it's considered a big Karev. But after the day of the Chasna, then it's not. Rashi says, Botlo Shoshvinus V'Kosher Li'Eid. Then you're kosher to be an aid after the first day of the Chasna. Then the Mishnah says, Hasayna Kosh L'Diber. Somebody that you hate, that you did not talk to him for 3 days, you're a apostle to be a dying for him. Tana Rabban, with Ashma this, the apostle says, V'hu loy oyev loy, you do not hate him. That's all the apostle says. So we dash, and it means yadenu. Then you're allowed to be an aid for him. But Mashma, if you hated him, then you can't be an aid for him. For loy nevakesh rosoy, he did not look to be your to be close to you. We dash, and it means yadenu. Then you're allowed to be a dying on the vakket. He did not look to do bad for you. Notice he was not your enemy. Yidinenu. Then we dash, and then you could be a dying for him. The kid said, if he does not hate you, you do not hate him, then you could say Eidus, then you could be a dying. That's the smachta that a sign is possible for these two. The word says, good Ashkechon, sign, we found someone that you hate. Oyev minolon, how do we know somebody you love, that also you're possible to be an aid or to be a dying? Samar says, Kari Behochi, we read like this. He does not hate you, and the same thing we add on it means, and he does not love you. Such a person could be an aid. But if he has one of these two things, he can't be an aid for you. Yeah, then he could be an aid. Now, the post of Lemavakish Rosa, he did not look to kill you, to be harmful for you. But also, we add on, Voloi Tevosa, he did not want to do something good for you, he did not love you. Then, Yedinenu, then he could be a dying. So Kitzur, we add both things, these two things into the Pasuk. So Mori asks, no, Midi Ayiv Ksiv, it doesn't say in the Pasuk Ayiv. It just says, V'hula Ayiv, he did not hate you. Or V'mavakesh Rosh, he was not looking for your bed. But it does not talk about that he loved you. Elul the Gemara says, true, but Svaru, that's a Svaru. Oh, Yev, my time of Mishon, the Merachik Daitai. What's the reason if he's your enemy? Why he can't be an aider or a dain? Because his mind is far away from you. He's going to try and do bad for you. So the svar is, all you have nami is somebody that you love, nekarvadaitai. He's going to be too close to you, and he'll try and pass in wrong for you. That's what the Tanakam holds, the Mishnah. But Rabbanan say not like that. They say, no, there's no such psul. What do they do with this posse that's mashma only because they did not hate you or did not want to do bad to you? So I'll tell you, chad ladayin, that they agree. To be a dayin, you can't be. They only argue and say to be edus, even though somebody hates you, still he can say edus. He won't lie because of that. But to be a dayin, then the rabbanon agree, because to be a dayin, he has to look after the good for you. Not just look for the emet, he has to try and find schusim for you. And a person that hates you, it's going to be very hard for him to find schusim for you. So if you're dying, we hold the apostle. Ezech, what's the second apostle of Lemavakish? Rosai, Kiratanya. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Vula Ayiv Loid Lemavakish Rosai. What does that mean? Mikan, Lishnei Tamil Chomin. She Sainim Ze Ezer. Two Tamil Chom that hate one another. Shein Yoshrim Bedin Kechod. They cannot both be Dayanim in the same Bezdin. That's also Malacham. Not only can't a dying Paskin for Nidun that he hates, but the two Dayanim themselves. If they have a fight between themselves, they cannot be Dayanim together. That's what we do with this Pasuk. But they're both talking about Dayanim, not about Eidus. So Eidus, the Chum hold, that even a Steiner could be an Eid. Now the Mishnah says, Ketzad the Boitkim es Eidim. How do we check out Eidim? This song about Badinim Momnis, because Badinim the Foshus, with our Sheva Chakirus and Sheva Drishos, we'll have later on. We had before that Badinim Momnis, as at the Kodim Rabbonim, Mishal Timil Delos of Elovin, the Rabbanu Masakin, you do not have to have the seven Edrishos and the seven Chakiras. But our Koponim, you have to check them out a little bit. So how do we check out Edim for Dinim Mamnus? For money matters. So Kesa Boitim is Edim. Hoyamachnisin Oysel Necheder. First they bring them both into a room in the Bezdin, Omaim and Alayim. And we will scare them. We'll say Psukim to scare them that they shouldn't lie. Then Omaitsinus Kolod and Nachutz. We take everybody outside. And some say means you take the aid the most of outside, or Meshayor and Esagodl, Shevhen. You only leave the older aid only one at a time. And we take the more Choshevah one first. We take the older aid first into the room with the Dayanama. We Yomelem, we say to him, Emar Heichat Yodesh Ezechai. Listen, you're an aid, you're telling me you know Reuven owes Shimon $1,000. So we ask him, how do you know that Reuven owes $1,000? Imam, if he says, Hu Amali, listen, Reuven told me. Shani Chayiv Loi, that I owe the money to Shimon. Or else, Ish Pleni Yomali, somebody else in the street told me that he knows that Reuven owes $1,000, Shu Chayiv Loi, that Reuven owes $1,000. If that's the way you know it, Liyom HaKlum, that's worthless. Because even though Reuven admitted to you, but when he admits out of Bezdin, we'll soon see, not in front of two Edim, and at least he didn't tell them, you should be my Edim, he's only joking around. And especially if somebody else tells you, that's called Edim, that's not called Edis. You have to know yourself, not through somebody else told you. So that's called lo yomaklum. Ad until she yomar, that the aid could say before neinu hoydaloi shulchayv le mesayim zuz. Until the aid could say, you know how I know it? Because in front of me and the other aid, this Reuven came and admitted to us that he was moida, that he owes that $100-$200. If he came and moida in front of us, Rashi says hoydaloi she shneim befaneinu. That the aid says, you know what happened? This Reuven came in front of me and my friend, and Bataris in front of two Edim, he said to us that I owe $200. That's called good aidus. Then you know. See, that's how you take one aid at a time. Then Then we bring in the second aid. And the same thing of Boyd Kinesa, we check him out. The same way. How do you know? If they both come out saying the same thing, the truth, that in front of both of them, this Reuven came and told him, you should be Edim, that I'm admitting that I owe Reuven $1,000, that's what happened. Then, now that the Bezin has two Edim, Bezin sits down and checks out the thing, now what's going to be, Shnayim Maimrim Zakai, when the Dayanim Paskin now, two Dayanim say Zakai, right, two of them, Shnei Dayanim Maimrim Zakai. And one Dayan says Chayiv, Allah Rezakai, Dinan Mumnis is enough two, three Dayanim. If two say one way, that's it. What about Shnayim Marim Chayiv Yechadoy Mezake Chayiv? We go after what the Rav say. What's going to be Echadoy Mechayiv Yechadoy Mezake? 50-50. And Afilu Shnayim Mezakeim, even the case that both Dayanim say that the Reuven is free. Or Shnayim Chayovim, or two of the Dayanim say no, Reuven is Chayiv. Now we have to still come on to the third Dayan. We need three Dayanim. The Yechadoy, the third Dayan says, Eini Yodeya, I do not know. So if he says he does not know, he's like he's not there. So you only have two Dayanim, that's no good. You have to have at least three. So the Lachar is now, Yosifu HaDayanim. We add on to the Dayanim. That's what we do. Rashi says, Gaf Magav, Si Heve Pola Galayu, Heve Bota B'Mut. This is the Chiddush. You have two people saying now that Reuben is Chayiv. So really, no matter what the third one would say, we would still go Bota these two, because they are saying that he's Chayiv. Still the Lachar is, that's only if the third one says something. But when he says he does not know, the Chiddush is, Rashi says, Heve Kimish La Yashu B'Din. It's like he's not here by the din, he's not a dayan. But in Sadin Bishnaim, you only have two dayanim here. And we are not plus the bina, we have to have three. This is a chiddush here, that if one would say something, okay, but if it says he does not know, it's like he's not here, and we have to add on another two dayanim. You see for a dayanim. Why two? We'll see later on. Now, Gomer et Adov, after the Bezdin Paskin, that Reuben is Chayiv, or his Poto, Hoy Nachnis Noisom, then they first bring the Balei Dvorim in. That is, while they're having their discussion, if he's chayiv or not, the Balei Dvorim are outside. They're not inside the Bezdin when they decide themselves. After they made the decision, now they bring them back in. First they hear what they have to say, then they hear the Edim, and then they sit down themselves, the Bezdin, to discuss, to decide if he's chayiv or not. After they come to the Maskonom, now they bring back the Balei Dvorim inside. Hagodah Shiva Dayanim, the oldest one of the Dayanim, Omer, he's the one that represents the Dayanim. He says, Ish Pleini Atazakai, you Reuven, you're Potter. Ish Pleini Atachayiv, or else you Reuven, you're Chayiv. Now, Uminayin, how do I know? Like a Sheyetze, when the Dayanim leave the Bezdin, La Yomer, one Dayan should not say to Reuven, you should know, really, Ani Mazake, I really held that you were Potter. But just the Chaveri Mechayovim, you came out with a Pesach that you Chayiv, it was the other two Dayanim that said you Chayiv. So the Dayan is not allowed to say this. And as if to say, Avo Ma Esther, what can I do? Shechaveri Rabbi Olai, that the other two were a majority over me. You should not say this. Because Al Zen Nemer, this Apostle says, L'Sevach Rochav Yamecha, don't go around saying Lashon Hara. The Yem, another Apostle says, Herlech Rochav Megalah Soid. You go around, be Megalah Soid, this is called the Soid, you're not supposed to say this over. The Besson just says, Yechayiv Yepotter, it's none of your business, which Dayan says Chayiv, which Dayan says Potter, it's us of the Dayanim themselves to repeat this over. This is the Yonim should not say. Nothing more says, Heichi Yamrilu. But the Mishnah says, we scare the Yadim. What do we say to them? How do we scare them? Omer Rav Yehuda Hochi Yamrilu. This is what we say to them. We say the Postik in Mishnah that says, Nisiyim Veruach Begeshem Oyin, that there's no rain coming down and wind, Ish Mischalel Bemata Sheker. You know why? Because people say Sheker, that causes that there won't be rain, like there'll be a famine, there'll be a hunger. So that should scare the Yadim. If they're going to say false, they'll bring a famine, there'll be no rain. Omele Rabba says, no, that doesn't scare the Edim. Yochli Lameima, the Edim could still say, listen, Sheb Shoni Hevekafni, for 7 years there was a famine, but the Avoba Umna Lecholof, on the rich people, it didn't affect. Like if you have a room and you have a business, it didn't affect you. So if these Edim are rich, what do they care if there'll be a hunger? They'll still have food, that doesn't scare them. Ela Rada, Omele Rabba says like this, Arminu would say like this, another pasuk says, "Meipetz v'cherav v'chetz shonun ish oyna bereyu eight shoker." That a person that says eight sheker, full faith, he's going to bring cherav, the sword. Now you'll be killed because of that. That should scare him. Oma, what? Another type of a sword, another type of weapon. Spear maybe. Ravashi said back to him, "Yochlul meimano." That's also no good. Because the Edom really can answer back and say, Shev Shoni Hevi Musna, there was a plague in their city for 7 years, but the Inish B'loi Shni Yoloi Shachiv, just because of the plague there, but people did not die before the time. In other words, if it's Bashet, I'll die. But if it's not Bashet, I'll die, I'm not going to die, I'm not afraid. That also will not scare the Dayanim, the Edom. That's not enough of a puzzle, that's not a scary puzzle to tell them.
Yeah. Baita.
Elu Raz Omer Ravashi. Omali says like this, Nosin Elam Rashi Amali Nosin Bar Mazutri. That Amrin Lu, this is the way we say to the Eidim. Amrin Lu Sadi Shakri. Eidim that say false Eidis Agrayo Zili. Even in the eyes of their Agra, the one that pays their check, their boss, they also become Zil. That scares them. That even your boss will start to be Mavazza, will not like you, like he'll fire you. If your boss will hear that you say Eidis Sheker, he'll fire you. That will scare them. Still, the pasuk says, "V'yashivu shonim anoshim ubnei bliyal negav yedu la'amor birchas Elohim umelech." That they cursed the Shem and the Melech. But Kofar says, "Bnei bliyal." The mashma that scared them. Rashi says, "Gabe nevois ha'Yisraeli k'siv sheyoytze amelech ha'yoytzim l'soichrim v'kur moysim bnei bliyal." That the ones that hired them, they themselves called them bnei bliyal. That scares them the most. You have to tell them if you're going to lie, like you lose your job, the people that hire you will get rid of you. But then it says in the Mishnah, Im Omar Hu, Omar Li, if he says that the person told me, that means nothing. What's called good Eidus? That if each Eid says that in front of me and my friend, in front of us two Eidim, Reuven admitted that he owed the money. That's called Hoidor, that they could say this on. Gemara says, Mishayla the Rabbi Yehuda. There's a proof for Rabbi Yehuda. The Om Rabbi Yehuda, Marav, Sorach Sheyomer Atenedai, that what's called the real Hoidor, if Reuven first says, I want you two to be my Eidim. That what? That I'm going to tell you now that I really owe Shimon $100. That's called Hoidor. You have to first say Atenedai. But if Reuven does not tell the two Eidim, I want you to be Eidim, just Reuven tells somebody that I owe somebody money, that means nothing. And this manam, we learn like this also. Om Rabbi Chiyav Arab, Om Rabbi Yechidim. That, in print, the same thing over again, that monali biyotcha. If I say, a Reuven goes to Shimon and says, Shimon, you owe me $100. Om Alay Hain. And Shimon says, yes, I admit I owe you $100. The mocha Om Alay Tinuli. Then tomorrow, Reuven goes to Shimon and says, listen, you admitted yesterday, now pay it up. Om Alay. Shimon says back, no, Mishatani Boch, I was joking around with you yesterday, I didn't really mean it, I just wanted to get rid of you. Allah is Potter, Shimon is Potter. That is not considered a good Hoidor. He has a right to say, I was joking. For Lo Yoyed, not only in this case, El Afilo Hichmin Lo Yoyed Machuri Ageder, even if Shimon hid to Eidim behind the fence. The Omaloy, and now Shimon goes through it and says, Monali Biyotcha, listen, you, Reuven, you owe me $100. Omalehain, and Reuven says yes. And the two Eidim behind the fence, hears it. And now Shimon tells Reuven, Ritzoncha shetoyd b'fnei ploni yeploni, do you want to admit in front of two Eidim also that you owe me the money? Omaloi, so Reuven says back, no, misyorani, that I'm afraid of. Shematech fenu din, maybe you'll pull me to din. So I do not mean, I don't want to admit in front of two Eidim. I'm only telling you privately that I admit to you. Lamacha tomorrow, Omaloi, Shimon comes back to Reuven and says, listen, Tenisuli, give me the money that you said yesterday you owe me. Omaloi, now Reuven wakes up and says, no, Mishatani Boch, I was joking with you yesterday. I don't really owe you the money. I was just joking with you. Lamacha Taker is Potter. That Reuven is Potter. Even though the raisin behind the fence, but since Shimon, Reuven did not say, I'm admitting in front of you to Edim, Reuven did not say, you should be my to Edim, that's not considered a Hoidor, he has the right to say, Meshatani Boch. I was just joking with you. Now, the Ein Toinim L'Mesis. But you should know, for a Mesis, somebody that tells other people to be able to avoid the Zara, Bezin does not tie of him, Meshatani, he was joking. So, here's the question, Mesis Mandacha Shmei, who's talking about a Mesis here? We're talking about Dina Mumnis. What does that do with a Mesis? Somebody that tells other people to be able to avoid the Zara. So, here says, true, but Chasurim Nechsevachatoni. Something is missing here, and this is where we should learn. Im loy toyin, ein toyin loy. By regular case of dina mamnis, if Reuven did not taina that mishata nibach, im loy toyin, ein toyin loy. We don't taina him. If by mamnis, that Shimon says, listen, yesterday you admitted you owe me the money, pay me up, and Reuven does not say I was joking, so okay, then we say he was moedi, he has to pay. But if a dina nefashis, in the case of dina nefashis, even if Reuven admitted that I killed somebody, Afagav the way turn, even though he does not say today, I was just joking yesterday, telling the lie. Bezin themselves say back, no, that's what Reuven said yesterday, he killed Shimon, he was only joking. Because within the Nefashis, as Batsilu, we always strive and save him. But as a klal, you should know, we ain't toyanim lemesis. But if you have a mesis, somebody that's being either telling people to go to the avodah zarah, we don't try and save him. The moral, why? Why is the mesis different? On Rabbi Chama bar Chanina, mi pirkad Rabbi Chia bar Abba Shmila. I learned this from pirkad Rabbi Chia. Shani mesis is different. The Rachmon Om, the Torah says clearly, leisachno leisachatalov. Don't have any pity, don't cover up for him. A mesis, if you can get him and kill him. Amr Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachman, Amr Rabbi Yenisin, Minan, how do we know this? Shein toinim lemesis. We don't try and help out a mesis. Minochesh hakadmoni. I learned that from the first nochesh. The Amr Rabbi Simloish, Noi says, really, har betainas hedel lenochesh. Listen, really, even though the nochesh caused chavet heat to neit adat to give it to Adam, but I call upon him, really, the nochesh could have answered back. It wasn't too much to blame. But still, v'loi toin, we do not taina for him. And the reason is why, if Neymar le toin la Kodesh Baruch Hu, how come the Kodesh Baruch Hu did not taina for the nochesh? If he le toin hu, because he did not taina. And see, because he was a mesis. So he learned out that for mesis, we do not try and help out a mesis. So Mora says, yeah, my heavenly lemeima, what could have the nochesh said? So Mora says, really, he could have said back, what do you want from me? Divri Rav, Divri Talma, Divri Mishoimim. Divri Rav Shoimim. Like, true, I told the nochesh, I told Chavo, he's from the Eitz Hadas. But still, who is she supposed to listen to? She's supposed to listen to you, Hashem, not to me. What are you blaming me for? She shouldn't have listened to me. So really, the nochesh had to answer back. But he didn't answer, so Hashem did not answer for him. Oh, Machizki says, Minayin Shekola Moisef, Gereya, how do we know if you add on extra words, you make something worse? Shinem and Apostle says, Emer Elohim, Emer Elohim, that the nochesh said, he said to Chava, Omer Elohim, Leisoychul Yemenu, Leisigaboy. But she said, no, Chava said back to Noach, Hashem Elohim, Hashem said, we should not eat, and we should not touch. And really, Hashem did not say that they should not touch the Eitz Hadas. The Chava added it. And because Chava added it, that's how the Noach got back and said, listen, the same way touching will not harm you, the same way if you do, will also not harm you. So that she added the extra words, that was Megareya. From Mishash Yom Mehocha, Mishash Yom Mehocha, from here. From Mishash Yom Mehocha, Amosayim V'chati Orkoi. Amosayim means two Amos. It's because of the extra aleph that only means two. Without the extra, without the first aleph, it would have said Mosayim means 200. So because she added on an aleph, that's Megareya, that makes it mean less. Right? Ravashi Yoma Osisi Asor Esra Yirios. I said Ashtay Esra Yirios. Ashtay Esra is 11. And without the ayin, it would have been Shtay Esra, 12. So because of the extra ayin, you're megareya. So the limit is that if you're moisif, you're megareya. Om Rabbaya, lo shonu velo diyom meshatani boch. That's when we say that Reuben has the right hands back. I was joking. If he says I was joking, then we believe him. Even though it's true, yesterday he admitted that he owes $100. But today he says, you know what, I was just joking with you yesterday. We believe him. Avalon, but let's say he says, Avalon, ma lo yehollehoi dvar meyelom. That these things never took place. Then the locker is, huch the kafrin. Then we do not believe him, he's also the captain. All right, turn over.